Good evening, everyone. It is a glorious Sunday evening wherever you are. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show. And the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show is dedicated to helping you understand and know all about the wonderful world of the Akasha. And as we do this tonight, I am going to be taking questions that you may have, maybe about your life, maybe about global situations, maybe about why things in the world work the way they do. And it's your time to ask the questions. The only thing I ask of you is there's a question called, what's my purpose? Big question, and really too big for a radio show. So here's some ideas of, you can ask why certain challenges have happened in your life. You can ask why you do certain things and you're not sure why. You can ask why certain things are where they are in the world. We can have a discussion of how spirituality works in not only your life, but the life of humans. We can talk about pretty much anything else. The reason I say, what's my purpose as a question, although it might be terrifically interesting to you, the rest of the listeners may not want to hear that. So I do want you to call in. I want you to talk to me tonight, because you, each and every one of you out there, is my guest. And we are sponsored this evening by a wonderful organization called Akashic Record Consultants International. They are an organization that certifies and trains Akashic Record consultants and teachers, of which I am a certified teacher and consultant with Akashic Record Consultants International. So I would like to encourage you to go to their website, which is www.arc-akashicrecords.org, to find out more about the Akashic Records. If you'd like to contact me personally for my own personal telephone number and website, you can call me at 216-691-1233. That's a direct line to me anytime I'm not on the air on this radio show. However, if you would like to call in a question tonight, here are the numbers that we would love to hear from you at. If you're in the U.S., please call BBS Radio, where Akashic Wisdom is being broadcast from, at 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you're direct, either out of the country or you just want to call in direct, 530-876-3222. And I'd like to say a real big, wonderful hello to all those folks from the Universal Light Expo that stopped by my booth, that came to my talk, that I had the pleasure of meeting and hugging and talking with and doing consultations for. We had a great, great time. And for all of you out there in the Eastern time zone, I want to say hello, welcome to Akashic Wisdom, and again, use those numbers and give me a call, because this program is dedicated to you. I was talking today, actually, the lecture yesterday, at the Universal Light Expo. This is in Columbus, Ohio, by the way. It happens once a year right around Columbus Day. And I will get that ULE for you so that you can find out what the actual website is. But if you Google Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio, you'll find out what the dates are for next year. And I'll be with you in 1 second, caller. What I do want to say about the Universal Light Expo is that there were probably, they usually have about 10,000 people and about 330 booths, and it's a wonderful experience, and it's a great place to meet people, network, and the workshops go from morning till night, and of which mine was in there. I did a talk there. Okay, we're on our way. We have our first caller on the line. Hi there, who's this?
This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I am great, Donna. Thanks so much.
Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Oh, you're calling from Minnesota. Gee, have you been? Have I met you at the Edge Expo?
We've met and we've actually had consultations. It's been a couple of years.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, it's great to talk with you.
Good. I'm so glad you called. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I am curious about how to break a cycle of, how to open up a new cycle of prosperity. Maybe that would be a better way.
That's a good thing to ask, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Prosperity is very important. It's interesting. I was about to, talk about that. So, spell your name. Is it Cynthia? Is that your legal name or is it Cindy?
Yes. Cynthia.
Cynthia, right? And,
yes.
And you and I have connected before, correct?
Correct.
All right. So usually what I ask callers to do is email me their current legal name, but we can do it this way. That's not a problem. Okay, so what you want to understand is you want to get insight into how to move into a prosperity cycle. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And up to this point, you've been challenged with prosperity. Is that correct?
Intermittently, and right now I'm in transition looking for a new career, so.
Okay. And so those kind of go hand in hand together, don't they?
Well, it seems to be in my reality that's the case.
Well, you know what's interesting about, let's just go with this here. So what's going on with Cynthia? Here's an important piece for you, Cynthia. You have a wonderful opportunity right now. And your opportunity is to move into your heart center and truly no longer allow other people's ideas or shoulds to get in your way. Can you identify with what I'm talking about?
Yes, I can.
What I'm hearing is, and just for our listeners, what I want to share is that I don't interpret anything that comes forward. What I do is I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And in this case, Cynthia, what's going on is that you are now stepping off into a brand new path, if you will, and there are times where it feels like you're going to step off a cliff.
Right.
Okay, and the idea here is as you embrace your new love, and the new love can also be your new right livelihood. And your right livelihood has the components of bringing you joy and passion. So what's important for you to understand is to really move into creating, that's not the right word, move into considering the various areas that you want to focus on that will bring you the most joy from a livelihood point of view. Have you been doing that?
Not right now. But partially so.
Okay, so here's why that's coming forward. This is a message for you as well as the general folks out there. When humans move from working in, when humans move out of joy into work, and they move into what they consider to be quote unquote work, the work holds an energy. The word work, in many cases, holds the energy of drudgery. And drudgery holds the energy of heaviness and have to. And as soon as you work, you move into a have to, you move into a survival mode that says, I must work to survive. Now, the underlying belief of I must work to survive is that there is, it's coming from a fear base, and it's and from a place of lack. Can you see that?
Yes.
And so the idea here of when people, or when you're deciding what it is you want to do, it's going to be important for you to consider the livelihood that's going to bring you the most joy, or the livelihood that will give you the most time or the most opportunity to bring joy in your life, even if it's not on the job. Is that helpful? Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Yes. I'm sorry. Just that last part I needed to process.
No. And you don't have to agree with me, because if it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. I mean, I'm just...
Oh, I agree.
No. The idea here is that when you're talking about prosperity, one of the issues has to do with withholding the intention of being prosperous.
Right.
But the underlying essence of being prosperous sometimes also holds the belief system that it's not possible. I want to be prosperous, but I want to be prosperous comes also, it's almost like it runs side by side with the belief that either I'm not, I never have been, or I won't be, or I'm not going to be prosperous. So it's almost like instead of I want it, it goes into I want it because I don't have it.
Hmm. Okay.
And then... You see, and then and when it goes to, and it goes from I want it because I don't have it, you focus on the I don't have it rather than I want it. So when you focus on the I don't have it, you're coming from a place of lack and fear. Does that make sense to you?
I understand what you're saying.
Can you place it in your life though? And if not, tell me. We can go deeper on this.
In the past, I mean, I consciously have an understanding of what you're speaking of, and I'm focusing on loving my new job or my new career, which, of course, I don't know what it is yet, but I'm focusing on that, and I'm working on focusing on the positive of myself and, feeling that I have everything I need and...
Yeah, but do you believe it?
I think I do.
Well, no. The reason I ask that is because are you saying you want it and you believe it because you know because you're in alignment with that vibration, or are you saying that you want it and you believe it because that's what you think you should do in order to get it?
I want to feel it. I feel it. Most of the time, and there are times when I fall back into, as what you spoke of, looking at lack. Like when we were talking about doing something that I have joy and passion about, then I think, when you were talking, I think, okay, timeline. Okay, how will that help in the next 2 weeks? And so that's the part that flips me back into the lack.
Okay, expand on what you mean by that.
Well, looking for a new financial resource in the very near future. So, having the income in the near future, so how can I channel my joy and passion within the next week so that I have income? And then that's where the doubt comes in. Like, oh, shoot, I'm not going to be able to do that in a week or two.
Yeah, I got that. What's interesting about that is that It doesn't take any more time to manifest for a month or a week.
Okay.
Okay. What I'd just like to share with you, what the record keepers are saying is, you're focusing on the how, not the want.
Ah, okay.
Okay? So it's really about giving up the control. See, control's an issue for you. I don't know if you want to hear that.
That's
but
true.
The idea, and there was like, okay, so how am I going to get this, and what box is it filled in, and where can I go with that, if I know where I'm coming from, then I can vision having it. Do you get that?
Yes.
So the idea is it's really about not worrying about how it's coming or how it's going to get there or who's going to bring it, but just to be open to receiving it.
Okay.
And here's the other piece. If you are currently and actively moving into creating a space for a right livelihood to appear, it's going to be very important that if you haven't already, to create a list or a list of the components and the aspects and the attributes that this right livelihood will contain.
Well said. Okay.
Yeah, and because what happens is when you allow yourself to dream and you allow yourself to move into the alignment of the manifestation of the feeling of it being real.
Mm-hmm.
And by visioning and allow, the recommendation is first to feel it, to feel what the right livelihood's going to feel like, what it would have feel like to be in your right livelihood. And then once you've got that feeling, then to moving into the picture of what it would look like also.
Okay.
Like that's in other words, like, so you create your list. Then you say, what would it feel like? Then you say, what would it look like? And just allow yourself to be carried into the environment. But by doing the feeling and the listing first, then when you see it, your monkey mind can't come in and tell you can't have it.
Right. I had an opportunity over the weekend for part of my passion to arise. I do dream interpretation, and you just mentioned dreams.
Okay, yeah.
And I do dream interpretation, and I haven't done it for a while. I just haven't figured out how to get back into it. I went to an open house, and people started talking about dreams, and I mean, it was perfect. It was a perfect time for me to feel my passion and talk about it with them. It's just taking the next step, and maybe that's the control part that you're speaking of.
Uh-huh.
I allowed myself to talk about it, and I even offered that I work with dreams. Didn't take it to the next level, though.
Now, to remind me, have you taken the level one workshop of the Akashic Records?
I have not, Donna.
The reason why I mention that is because I'm going to be in Minnesota. I'm going to be in Minneapolis teaching. Well, I'm going to be at the Edge in November, and then I'm going to teach the following weekend. And the reason why this was coming forward here is you may want to consider, because even by knowing how to open your own personal records, mm-hmm. you can actually expand your knowing in service to your client with the dream work.
Wow.
So what would happen is just from a level one position, because level two is where you really can open up another person's records and with their permission. So imagine if you're schooled in dream interpretation and you open up somebody else's records and you said to the record keepers, please give me insight, you know, into the dream of. Okay, and then mm-hmm. and then you have your client that's given you permission to open their records, which you already had. Okay, but even if you could do that's a level two. But you, in order to get there, you have to go to level one. But level one, you could actually ask okay, as you're interpreting, in service to, and you would name your client, please give me insight as to how I can best serve so-and-so with the interpretation of their dream. What do they need to know about this? That's just a level one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you may want to even experiment with those questions now without even learning how to open your records.
Okay.
And you could even, you know, work with your own personal guidance. The only difference is when you work with the records, it's a bigger picture. It's more information.
Right. Well, and having the training is the confirmation that I would want to know that I was on the right track. So, and I did check out your website just maybe half an hour.
Oh, it's not on my website. So don't. I'll give you the dates. my Akashic Wisdom website is not up to date. The BBS website is going to be up to date after the show. But the dates for the level one class in Minnesota is November 17th and 18th.
Okay.
Okay. And because the Edge Expo is the 9th, 10th, and 11th. So all you folks that are in and around the Minneapolis, Minnesota area, it's going to be at the Minneapolis Convention Center on November 9th, 10th, and 11th. And I'm speaking Friday night for a free lecture, and then on Saturday for, I think it's a three-hour lecture it's either 2 hours or 3 hours. I don't know what they gave me on Saturday. So
great.
Yeah, so a little bit of information, whoever wants to know that. But what more do you need to know right now about what we're talking about? Let's go back to you, Cynthia.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I definitely would love to be using my passion, which one of those passions, dream interpretation, and I also dance. So then I'm, you know, feeling that. And in the meantime, for financial sustenance, doing something else to work towards creating my business of passion. I mean, is that... Will that help open up the prosperity?
Sure, here's the thing is that have you made a list? Record keepers are suggesting that you make a list of all the different complementary modalities that could actually be enhanced or work side by side with dream interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, and the reason that they're suggesting that, what they're saying, is that a practitioner could partner with you to better serve their clients.
Sure. Well, I'm also a Reiki master, energetic practitioner. I mean, I have some other tools that I have learned in my journey. I'm very blessed. Again, the application. However, you had just mentioned about the connecting with others to complement, and that just looks like an open door. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Right. See, the idea here is that if, in fact, as a Reiki master, first of all, you must have an email list of all your friends, correct?
Sure.
Okay. And so the reality is that, in fact, I'm actually going to be, I'm doing two teleconferences here. One is on prosperity, and it starts at the end of this month. And my friend, there's a lady by the name of Diva, should be very happy because I've actually set a date for the teleconference. But
what is that date?
And that's on prosperity. It's a 6-week course, and okay. That one is going to start on the 31st of October.
Okay.
And then there's the next one is going to start on the 16th. Excuse me. I'm sorry. The 19th, I think, of December is about how to create your business, how to increase your holistic business.
Cool.
I think I've got that. Yeah, so those are two teleconferences that are coming up. I just want to make sure I've got those dates right.
And you'll be putting those on the website.
I will. Well, I won't put them on the website. I'll email everybody. So anybody who wants to know about it can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. I'm in the process of redoing my website, so I'm looking for a webmaster, actually. So that's why the website's the way it is. It's okay, but it needs help. So anybody who needs to or wants to know more about these teleconferences, they can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will be happy to email you anything you need. So it's both of them, but to get back to you for a moment, what would be important as a Reiki master, or just for a comment, it would be real important for you to put together the services you want to offer and take that information and throw it out to your friends. And even though you need money in the next 2 weeks, you could actually offer a 2-for-1 special to get your business going.
True.
I mean, it's like you and your come, you know, in other words, like bring your dreams and because I'm going to be doing Reiki and energy work and interpret your dreams. And so you let them know what services you are, what you're going to offer. Now, can you do this out of your home, or do you need a space to do it in?
I actually have the availability of 2 spaces that I can do that I'm associated with.
Now, are these 3 spaces, are they practitioner offices already?
Yes, there's one. They're both spas, and there are different practitioner spaces available. So it would not be it would be upon appointment basis only. It wouldn't be a constant.
Oh no, it's got to be appointment only, certainly. But you still could do two, either 1 hour or half hour appointments with clients, and there was like you don't have to do that for the general clientele of these spas, but you certainly could do it for your email list as a special.
Right. Right, as long as there's opening in those spaces, but yes, that is absolutely true. I mean, I have it there waiting.
Yeah, all you have to do is send out the email, and then once you get response, then you can see what's available. Right?
Absolutely. And where I had focused is looking at group dream interpretation, teaching people how to interpret their dreams
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, instead of the one-on-one. So, you know, then what you're opening up is to do the one-on-one also, which makes sense.
And could be very powerful, because then the whole idea here is the energy exchange of doing 2-for-1 is that if you find benefit, you tell your friends.
Right. True.
And so then once you have enough, in other words, like, so you can do groups and you can do individuals. Because there may be some people out there that are really plagued or haunted by dreams that they want to understand what they're about.
Right.
And they need help with that. And
absolutely.
There's other people out there that don't have any type of lucid dreaming and they want to. And I don't know if you consider that, but that can really be helped with Reiki.
True.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. Wow. Oh, Donna.
Yeah.
I just found out you were on here, like, maybe 2 hours ago.
Oh, is that right? How'd you find out?
I had gone on to BBS. I received a link, and so I went into BBS, and then I saw your picture.
Oh, here I am.
So, oh my gosh. Well,
please tell all my wonderful friends in Minneapolis. I've been coming to Minneapolis for years and years, and I love all you guys out there. I'd actually considered moving there. I'm not considering. I have grandchildren in Ohio, so I'm not going anywhere.
Sure. Well, it's fun for you to visit all the different places, and
absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge and experience.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And I'll be emailing you.
Good. Good. And I'll send you the information on those teleconferences that are coming up. And Cynthia, you're a powerful lady. And you have many gifts. Just know that. just know how powerful you are. Powerful in a beautiful way. Powerful in a life-changing way for people. And it's really important that you know how valuable you are.
I thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much needed. So
well,
we will talk soon. And
okay, great.
I'd like to talk to you about your website, too. So.
Okay, great. I'd love that. Okay, thank you.
Well,
okay.
Thank you. And
call me privately. You know, call me offline. Let's talk.
Great. And hopefully my question has helped others. I mean, it's just...
I know it has. Questions like what you asked are the perfect type of questions, because there are many people out there that are exactly worrying and concerned about the specific thing. And when a question like that comes up, it's like a wonderful pebble in a pond. And all those rings of energy go out, and everyone gets something out of it. And so I thank you so much for sharing your light and your curiosity and your passion with us tonight. I really thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I will talk with you soon.
Okay, dear. You be well.
You
talk
too.
To you soon.
Thanks, Anna.
Bye-bye. Well, isn't that great? I hope you all got something out of it. I know I did. You know, one of the nice things about working in the records is I'm constantly surprised and honored by the questions of my clients. And there's never a time that I don't go or into a consultation or come out of a consultation where I know that I've been touched by the deepest love of the divine. That is so apparent and so, it's like I can touch it. And the work of the records is heart work. For those of you who are not familiar with the Akashic Records, the energy source that I'm accessing when I do an individual consultation, and what you just heard me do with Cynthia is very similar to what a consultation, individual consultation, is like, except we do go deeper. There are more core issues that come forward because I'm working with someone with their current legal name, and we actually will drill down and go deeper to help a person to even more so, because consultations are an hour or an hour and a half. But the idea here is that the energy source of the Akasha is the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. And what's important about that is that, I don't consider myself a psychic, because I'm not using psychic energy or intuitive energy. I'm working with the masters, teachers, loved ones, and lords of the Akashic Records in moving into a space with the individual that helps them lift their energy and helps the energy of the record keepers, which are the masters, teachers, loved ones, and lords of the Akasha, they actually move in. But nothing enters our bodies, but they hold a space. And when we align through the holy prayer, energy is lifted. And although I didn't say the prayer on the radio so that you would hear it, I said it prior to coming into the studio, and actually the program tonight. So that's what you need to know, is the records are open in service to those who are listening. And that's why I can answer the questions that you propose based on the records, because that's how they're opened right now. In a regular consultation, I actually use your current legal name, and the prayer is said, and the energy is actually shifted. It's like a vibrational shift that allows the information to come forward, and it expands the awareness and the information so we can go deeper to help you understand how to feel more comfortable in your skin, why things have happened in your life, to give you greater insight as to what your next steps are, not to tell you what to do, but to give you insight and choices and probabilities or possibilities or ideas that you can use as a way of opening your own doors, taking your life back being able to step into your power, being able to really know more about who you are, to understand more about your gifts, to understand more about your passions. Now, one of the things that's important to understand about the Akashic Records is that although the record keepers will help you remove your blocks to certain areas, you must be willing to do the work. And what's meant by the word work there is you must be willing to open yourself up to receive the love of who you are and be willing to look at the areas of your life that you in your heart know you can move into a higher level of acceptance and understanding it. We all have areas of our life that we know we can do better in. That's what's called being human. But what's important is once we identify that area, you can have the pity party last for about 5 minutes, and then you need to move on. Now, one of the things that people experience when they work in the records is profound insight. And then they have the choice of whether or not they want to move forward with that information. And sometimes moving forward with the information has to do with being more loving to yourself. And that's the key. The key is creating a deeper relationship with you. The key is falling in love with you. And you know, you just have to know that if you believe in a divine source, and if you believe that that divine source is love, unconditional love, and if you believe that you are a part of that source, then the logical conclusion is that it's okay to love you because you are love. You are divine love in action. You are the light upon the world. Because when we know that from the depth of our core, we can move into our own peace. We can move into our own gratefulness, our own solitude, our own quietness, and know that we are loved. And if this kind of knowing that has come forward in my life, I'm not the same person I was 11 years ago when I first started out. There have been challenges and there have been blocks, and I'm not done yet. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I am a work in progress just like you are. We never, ever get it all figured out. And that is the juicy, luscious challenge of being human. So consider that you are where you're supposed to be. You're on the right track. No matter how you think you might have moved off of it, every situation in your life can be looked at as a gift. You can choose to look at it in a way that may not be comfortable for you, and you can choose to move into a victim situation or a poor me situation. Yeah, you can look at it as an overwhelming situation where you're never going to be able to heal or fix it all. And you know what? We all make mistakes. We all end up not doing what we're supposed to do sometime in our life. Some of us more than others. And I got to tell you that there is an answer to everything. And we are mirrors for each other. And every wound gets you deeper and more aligned with who you are. And just know that's true. So I'd love to have you comment on that. You have about 20 more minutes. Call me. Talk to me. The numbers here in the U.S., it's toll-free, is 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, you can call 888-815-9756, or you can call direct at 530-876-3222. And I'd like to just share with you, now that we're just going to talk for a moment, I'd like to share with you a new sponsor that we have. And the new sponsor is Life Path Travel. And Life Path Travel is a travel portal where you can get wonderful discounts on travel, same as all the other main travel engines, if you will. And let me give you that website. The website is www.ytb.com/lifepath. That's Y, T as in Tom, B as in boy, .com/lifepath. And so for all of your travel needs, if you're going to a workshop, you're flying home to visit the folks, you're flying your kids in to see you, whatever your business or leisure travel needs are, go to www.ytb.com/lifepath and get those discounts. And if you're curious, want to know more information about that travel site or the idea of being a travel agent yourself and traveling at the same rate of travel, like just the way a travel agent does, please give me a call. I'll be happy to talk to you about it and connect you with the right people. And you can call me at 216-691-1233, and we'll be happy to put you in contact with those that you need to know and who sponsor this wonderful travel portal. So give that a shot. It's open for anyone. And it's got some great prices. You can even book your tickets online on that travel source. You can also arrange your honeymoon if you're a bridal couple just getting married. You can arrange your honeymoon on that travel portal. It's good for all sorts of wonderful. In fact, even condos and vacation packages. And if you sign up on that website, you can get what's called Steals and Deals, which is a way of getting some last-minute travel at fabulous, fabulous prices. So, again, the website is www.ytbasinboy.com/lifepath, one word, lowercase, L-I-F-E-P-A-T-H. Okay, so... now what shall we talk about? Well, let me tell you a little bit about what we did this past weekend. We were able to talk to a lot of people. There was over 250 people that came by my booth alone. There was probably over 100 people that were at my talk. And I actually don't remember what I talked about because I never remember from one lecture to the next or whenever I bring forth a message for the group. And so what I do, just to kind of give you an idea, is that I actually travel around the country and will give 2 to 3 hour lectures as an introductory lecture for the Akashic Records. And then if there's interest, we'll stay on to do a workshop or schedule a workshop at another time. So if you're listening and you have a spiritual group that you would like a lecture for, please contact me because I actually go where I'm invited. But today, this weekend, one of the interesting questions, and I take questions from the audience, much like I take questions from you folks who are listeners, one of the questions that came forward had to do with where the information from the Akasha arose. Where did it come from? And this was a profound question. And the reason why that was a profound question is because it was a very good question, but what was profound was the answer. And what happened was, as this young lady asked the question, and she was from Lexington, Kentucky, by the way, she asked the question, what are we actually accessing? What level is it? In the astral realm? Is it, what are we accessing here? And what the record keepers said and what they did was absolutely amazing. What happened was the whole energy of the room shifted. And there were a good majority of the people that actually felt the shift and the love wash at the same time. There were people there that actually came up to my booth afterwards saying, when you were talking, it felt like you were talking just to me, even though you were answering a general question. And so the answer to the question of where we access or what we access, and I really want you just to just take a moment and get into your center now. The answer to that question was, there is no definition for the energy is that of the divine. The energy is that of the divine. And so working with the Akashic Records gives us the opportunity to not only access cosmic and divine wisdom, but it also allows us to move into the divine love that is available for us. Just take a moment and feel that. That energy is available for you at any time. It's divine energy. It's unconditional love. It's one of the highest vibrations. And it's yours. Because you are a being of light. And you are a being of love. And it's also very important that you know you have all the answers within you. The questions may trip you up, but you have all the answers within you. It's just about getting quiet and being willing to receive that divine knowing. You're not disconnected. You've never been disconnected. You never will be disconnected. Disconnection is an illusion that we manifest or that we create when we are not happy with ourselves or our lives. And typically, that happens when we don't tell ourselves the truth about how things really are. And then we spiral into fear and lack, And we tell our stories, or tell ourselves stories about that, and that spirals us down even farther. And the way to shift, you can shift at any moment. You can shift at any moment. All you have to do is move in to the willingness of feeling love. We have a caller on the line. Hi, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Who is this?
My name is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. Where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Oh, that's
yes.
Great. Okay, we got some Midwest folks on the line. That's wonderful. You're up. Well, yeah, it's only, what, 10 minutes to 11 your time, right?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. All right. How can I help you, Darlene?
Wondering about a life partner. I've been single for many years, and I can't understand why I can't find. Well, I'm not fine. Why the universe hasn't brought me a life partner?
Okay. Well, let's look at that. Okay.
Okay.
And so the way I would ask this question is, what is blocking Darlene mm-hmm. from attracting and maintaining a healthy, loving relationship?
Okay, yes.
Would that be a good question?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, this, again, I'm going to kind of do this kind of, nothing's ever really light with the records, but what one of the things that really is important for you to look at is what I'm hearing is that there have been times in your life where you were fearful about relationships.
Correct.
And the fear has created a reluctance to be intimate, not physically so much as it is emotionally, because what's going on is it's a matter of trust.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
And so what is important here, Darlene, is again, it's not about not trusting the man. Or the woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the gender preference is here. So, but the idea here is that when you're looking for a lover, your first step is coming back first to you and moving into learning how to trust you. Because what's going on is you're beating yourself up about what didn't happen, or what you didn't see, or for whatever happened in the past. And what's happening is, I so deeply want a life partner, but I don't want this to happen, and I don't want that to happen, and I don't want this to happen. Do you see what I mean? So instead of, so you're focusing on what you don't want.
Okay.
And so what the record keepers are saying is, it's time for you to focus in on aligning with what you do want.
Okay. Okay.
Rather than coming from a fear.
Okay.
And there also is, it's important for you to know that it's important for you to begin to work on taking an action that, or taking actions on a regular basis that help you trust you.
And that would be?
Well, for example, let's say that one of the things that happens is you say yes when you'd rather say no to something.
Mm-hmm.
Can you identify with that?
Probably, yeah.
In other words, like what happens is that somebody asks you to do something and you say, okay, yeah, I can do it, or whatever, or they ask you for help of some kind, and you answer from a place or a position of thinking you should say yes.
Okay, got it.
Okay,
sure.
Rather than coming from a place of really saying you want to. Mm-hmm. And so when you answer from a place of when you answer from a place of saying yes because you should say yes, there's a part of you that gets angry at you for not being honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And taking care of yourself. So what happens is you kind of beat yourself up and, why did I say that? I really don't want to do that, but I already said I would, so now I have to. And you kind of go, this might be an exaggeration, but you kind of get the picture. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Correct. I do.
So what the recommendation is the next time somebody asks you to do something for them, or even with them, let's say, even go to a movie for that matter, and you end up saying, I don't know why I said I wanted to go to the movie. I really don't want to go to that movie. The next time somebody asks you to do something for them or with them, what you first want to say, I'll have to get back to you because I need to check my calendar.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You check your calendar, and if you're free, you make a decision about whether or not this is something you want to do. If it is something you do not want to do, then you need to be honest with yourself and just say you don't want to do it. Now, if saying you don't want to do it to that person may be more honest than you want to be, maybe more, let's say you don't want to hurt their feelings. If there's nothing wrong with saying, I have a commitment at that time, but the key is to put your name in that time slot. And the commitment you're making is to you.
Okay.
So you must do something at that in that time slot that you said you have a commitment to. You must do something that makes you feel good about you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the part. So it's doing things like that to say, okay, I feel more powerful now because I was able to say no and take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Other ways of trusting yourself is just being honest about what it is you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not doing things because you think you should be doing them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is that helpful?
Sure. I know what the situation.
Okay.
With that, yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And so the idea of, learning to trust yourself is something that doesn't happen necessarily overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process. And the more you trust you, the less you're going to worry about attracting the wrong kind of lover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to know in an instant whether or not this person's right for you by the way it makes you feel.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And so it's really going to be important that you trust your gut and know that if it doesn't feel loving, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of our program. Unfortunately, I have to hang up. If you'd like more details on this so that we can go deeper into core issues, please give me a call at 216-691-1233.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you,
thank
Darlene.
You.
Have a great evening.
Thanks.
Okay?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you for listening. We're really at the end of our time. Please know that next week we are continuing on. We actually may have a guest from the Edge Expo. I have to talk to the folks from the Edge and see if we're going to be doing a guest from there. If not, I will be at the Akashic Record Consultants International Conference in Odessa, Texas, and maybe we'll have some teachers or some students on the line to talk to them and get their feedback on the conference. So tune in next week. For now, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for their wonderful healing information. We ask that all that are listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Show this evening by saying amen, amen. The records are now closed, and if you would all join me and saying amen. Good night, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.